Jerry Bader Show 935. Yeah, if there are people that want to call in on this, I was going to wrap it up, but I'm fine with that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. A study is coming out tomorrow that, hang on, what's the guy's name? It's done for the American Enterprise Institute, Mr. Biggs, that would be Andrew Biggs, a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute, showing that people who have spent a lifetime in state governments around the country, not specific to Wisconsin, that in retirement they make more than a pretty good percentage of the people in their state, on average. And I'll admit it's an average. Jason found the Cox newspaper story to which I was referring from last month, how ill-prepared private sector employees are nationally for retirement. You have 70 million baby boomers who began retiring in 2011. That's when the first batch turned 65. I found the number, Jason, that I quoted on the air earlier, and I had it just about right. A recent study by Fidelity found that 75% of individuals 55 to 64, I'm going to be 53 this year, have less than $30,000 in retirement savings. 55 to 64. And a lot of them are could be underwater in their houses now or are still going to owe mortgages at that point. I mean, if you're 64, you're about ready to retire. So 10 to 12 years from retirement or less, $30,000 is nothing. If they had another zero behind that. But as you approach retirement, they've got nothing. It's a crisis looming. And this is what we've been talking about, the disparity. The public sector, not all, but many in the public sector are way prepared and we paid for it. That's why reforms such as Act 10 are necessary, not in just Wisconsin, but other states. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. A couple things. First of all, this just goes to show that they need to go back to Bush's idea where he wanted to, I don't really agree with privatizing Social Security, but changing it over to where your money is invested as you go rather than having people pay for you now the way it is.
Yeah, individual accounts. You're exactly right. That's what he proposed, and I supported it, is if you look at the money that you pay to Social Security and you look at even the most modest private sector investment, you would do much, much better than that 1.5% or whatever it was.
Right, because part of the thing is now, and I can't speak for the other states, but in Walker's study that he did last year on the Wisconsin pension, one thing that should be mentioned is 75% of a retiree in Wisconsin now, of their pension comes from investment. Mm-hmm. It didn't come from the. It isn't coming directly from the pocket of the taxpayer. So that was one of the reasons to push for it. I guess I'm looking at it as one of the things Republicans always say is let's not tear down. You don't build somebody up by tearing somebody else down. So at least in Wisconsin, the retirement system is very fair because like the last 5 years, the pensioners actually took a cut in pay because the stock market went down. And that's what we should be looking for on a national level rather than saying, oh, look how they've got it better than us. We need to tear them down. No, we need to be true Republicans and say they've got a system that's working. Let's adjust our program to that way.
Yeah, I'm not so sure you're right about the pensioners taking a hit on that.
Yes, they did.
No, hang on, Dave.
Everybody did.
Well, no, hang on, Dave. Hang on, though. But yes. I also know that there's a requirement that that shortfall in the market has to be made up by government entities.
It actually is made up by both people. The
pensioners,
especially
well,
after
well,
Act 10.
That might be, but you left that part out.
Well, we didn't get to that, Jerry. It's not, but everybody takes a hit. The reason Wisconsin is so solvent.
Right. Yep. And I'm aware of the retirement. In fact,
everybody shares in the pain. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to bring up is last year, you had brought up a study that compared the pay and the retirement between the private sector and the public sector.
Yes.
And at that time, I don't remember the numbers for sure, but I think it was like the private sector gentleman they used made $60,000 a year. The public made $48,000 a year. Well, in retirement, though, the public sector person made more money.
Yes.
Well, I had run the numbers at that time, and if you take over the course of their entire lifetime, the public sector person actually cost $350,000 less. And that was not taking into effect that 75% of his retirement was from investment.
Well, and Dave, here's what I will say, okay? This, and I'll admit that Wisconsin's system is different. I mentioned this was not Wisconsin. This was all around the country. But in terms of overall benefits, health and retirement, what they had to contribute was ridiculously low before Act 10. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Only to a point, and that's because back in the 70s, the workers paid 100% of their share of the pension. And then through bargaining, and I believe it started out with, the cities came to them and said, I'm just going to use an example here because I don't have the exact facts, that, for instance, you don't take a raise for 4 years, we're going to, each year, instead of taking that raise, we're going to pay part of your share of what you were paying for the pension. So you are correct. I just like to try to get the whole facts out.
Yeah, and Dave, I do give the whole facts. I have mentioned, you're not saying anything I've never said on the show before.
Right, but it's got to remember that they did at one time.
So what?
I mean, everybody says, well,
so what?
Pay for your own.
So
you
what?
Up in bargaining.
Dave, so what? So what if they did at one time? That was 40 years ago.
Right.
So
but
what?
It isn't that they weren't paying anything. They were by not big.
Dave, that's two generations ago. So what? What we're talking about is the last.
Then their pay would be raised.
No, and you know what? I'm going to dispute that the pay disparity is as great as you're making it sound.
I'm using the numbers that I just used were from a study that you brought out trying to show.
Yeah, no, because
year.
Hang on. No, you can't because I let you go on here on and on and on. Okay, the study that I had, yes, had two separate salaries. What I'm saying is in comparable positions, which that study, I don't recall if it was or wasn't, I don't think the disparity is as great as you're saying in exchange. And even if it was, the retirement benefits were out of the world generous. And again, I'm not just talking Wisconsin, but nationally.
Right, but it still came down, Jerry, to that study that you used
last
year.
I know, but I don't have that in front of me. So to keep going back to that doesn't make a lot of sense. And I just said why. Forget it. Dave, here's the reality. State retirement benefits. Okay, Dave, are you still there?
Your number.
Okay, Dave. Okay, let me go back to what. Hang on a second. To what I read here before. AFSCME says, this is from AFSCME. The average state employee receives a modest retirement. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you know that, that's all I want. I need because I need to get onto other things, Dave. But as long as you said no to that, that's because then we would have had to go for another hour if you said yes. But I give you ample time to talk without interrupting you, and I need to move on. Related to this, and I don't want to spend too much time on this because I do want to get to another topic. There is an opinion piece in today's Bangor newspaper, Bangor, Maine, the Bangor Daily News, another state that is dealing with massive issues in pension programs. Maine, headline today in their opinion piece, the Wisconsin story under Governor Scott Walker, a lesson for Maine. Recently, during the Wisconsin State of the State address, Governor Scott Walker announced a nearly $1 billion revenue surplus, quite an accomplishment considering the governor was faced with a $3.6 billion budget deficit when he took office just a few years ago. Walker and the Wisconsin legislature have replaced double-digit tax increases, billion-dollar deficits, and major job losses with massive tax cuts, growing budget surpluses, and significant job growth. Wisconsin is back to work. Wisconsin is an example for Maine to follow. Maine has done some things right, but now's not the time to return to the old habits of the legislature where we spend money we don't have, make promises we can't keep, and saddle future taxpayers with the bill. Governor Paul LePage, with bipartisan support in the legislature, set Maine on the right course early in his first term. Together, we tackled the chronic underfunding of the pension program head-on, saving billions in future liabilities for Maine taxpayers. In fact, we've made tremendous progress in a number of areas, including passing the largest tax cut, $400 million every 2 years in Maine's history, eliminating $1.7 billion, or 41%, of the existing shortfall in Maine's pension system while protecting retirees' future benefits, paying more than $700 million back to hospitals, keeping a commitment to pay our bills, increasing funding to general purpose aid for education by $63 million over the two-year budget. Right now, the legislature is under tremendous pressure from the folks who want to return to the bad habits of the past, where we make long-term commitments we cannot afford. The very same people who created the deficits of the past failed to build a safety net for our most vulnerable and robbed Peter to pay Paul. And they're once again trying to take the ship of state off course. Don't be fooled. LePage, with the help from the legislature, has fundamentally changed the course of Maine. We are already seeing the results. Dropping unemployment numbers, jobs returning to the state, incomes picking up, and we're paying our bills on time. The path to prosperity is just in front of us, and the good ship Wisconsin is the one to follow. Fortunately for Maine, that is the course we are currently on, and we need to fight for Maine families, job creators, and taxpayers to keep up that course. By the way, it's in the Bangor newspaper, but it is actually Senator Doug Thomas, a Republican, who serves on Maine's Legislature Taxation Committee. Yes, that's exactly right. All right, on to other things. I do want to get to a very interesting story that's going on in a Wisconsin high school. I think we'll get to that after 10 o'clock. Jason, that audio that I had you prepare, we'll do that. We have time to do that in 3 minutes. It's 9:47.
Jerry Bader Show.